Yeah, I can't believe my reaction at seeing Michelle last night. I felt like I was going to bust out bawling. Isn't that weird? It's very. I just seeing her was like a little piece of home. So Jennifer, I don't know what I may bust out laughing when I see her, but I'm kidding. Jennifer's sure. That's fine. Come on over. A lot of very nice people here. I've not been. Craig Taylor spit his Coke halfway across the room when you said that. Yes, her chair is here. Her studio's here. Although she only works. Good luck. Her studio's always locked. So, that'll be great.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Phil Hendry.
Phil Hendry Show here, 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-521-KFI for Orange County, 521-KFI for L.A. County, and like that. Did you get the Queen Mary on the line, or did you not? Did you get the Queen Mary on the phone, or did you not? You did not? Why, what happened? You can't hear me? Did you get the Queen Mary on the phone there, brother? Did you? Am I secured? Am I confirmed? Under control. Beautiful. Because this Valentine's weekend, my wife waiting for a phone call. They said they'd get back to you. Oh, you're talking to Patrick? Patrick hasn't called them yet? He has? All right, you're a good man. Thank you, Mike. I don't like to put those jobs off on you, but you're the head of the whole corporation known as Phil Hendry. And boy, what's he doing? What is he doing with his life? The Phil Hendry, his life is spinning out of control company, headed up by our COO, CFO, COOL guy, Mike Schaefer. Thanks, Mike. This weekend, of course, be taking my wife and I over to a place. We'll have something to eat. Then we'll sleep in a bed and get it on. And I don't know where the hell it's going to be, the Super 8, whatever. It's going to be a nice, romantic weekend. I've got some dump picked out up here on the highway. I'm telling you, we got a beautiful weekend planned, okay? I'll get a bottle over here at this joint. You see this place on the street? The light's on all night. Get a bottle over there. Go over to this place over here on Ventura. Just like, blink, blink. Checks cashed here. Checks cashed here. A beautiful, romantic weekend in store. My understanding is that my man Mike over here, is it a big secret, or should I say? Mike Schaefer is going to take his lady over to a very sumptuous Beverly Hills restaurant. And what are you doing, Craig? You staying at home? Are you doing more of that roller derby? Is that that's year number three for that with you and your lady? Great. Craig Taylor's now going out with Shirley Hartman. And it's good. It's just a good, it's nothing, there's nothing wrong with my world. How about you? Nothing at all. I feel so freaking good. And we just found out how much it's going to cost us to move. We're moving the 1st of March. Actually, a couple of days after that. Oh, I got to have you come over to the house and see what you can wire up in terms of, electronics, because I don't know what I'm doing. But I have to buy some stuff first, because the crap that Maria's got and my stuff, I threw out the window of an Alaska Airlines jet years ago. The crap that I got, I wouldn't wish on my worst enemy. So I have to buy all new stuff, all new components. So in the meantime, we have Maria's, and it's barely workable. It's like one channel drops out. Whatever. She listens to her Phantom of the Opera stuff in there. I guess it makes her happy. I try to throw on some of my old crappy side, some of my old man music, some Buffalo Springfield. It's like one channel. The stuff was mastered crappy in the first place. You know that 60s stereo stuff, how lousy that stuff's mastered? Like, one channel over here and one channel over there, and if this one isn't there, you're hearing just the guy singing. And in the background, just some faint drumming. Some faint memory of a drum and a guitar and, So we're going to move on the first. In the meantime, we're going to go out of town. But she is taking the kids in the big red boat at the end of March. She's going to go out and take the kid. You know what this is? It's the Disney Cruise Line. Oh, my God. You go out, you spend 3 days it's a deal she's doing with Coast. So, because she used to work over at Coast, so she got a deal with these guys. And Johnny Chang, by the way, is one of the great gentlemen, not only one of the great program directors in the history of God and man on this planet, but a great gentleman and a nice guy. Thanks, Johnny, for greasing the wheel there and getting us that upgrade to the first-class suite for only about $50 a night. I really appreciate that. Don't tell Mark and Kim, okay? But anyway, I wanted to say, She's taking the kids 3 days at Disney World, 4 days on a cruise ship that Disney operates for the kids, and they have computer rooms and a teen club and a dancing the night away. 13-year-old kids can be up till 4 in the morning. Or I don't know. It was something. I think it like closes at midnight. It's fantastic. And you can stay at the Wilderness Lodge, and you can wear Davy Crockett hats and run around with nothing on. They've got gambling, simulated gambling for the children. Of course I'm kidding, but knowing that Disney has absolutely no sense of humor, I expect a phone call tomorrow anyway. Would you guys lighten up just a little bit? I know you don't have any gambling. Just a little bit is all I ask. Just a little tiny bit. Lighten up down there at Disney in Anaheim. By the way, we ain't even going down there. We're going to the one in Orlando. That's a whole different sector of the corporation, ain't it? You mean it's not? Anyway, they're great people. So she's taking the kids on this trip, Mike. Get a load of that. And it's like a kid's dream come true. 3 days at the thing. You're staying at the hotel. You go out in the boat. You're staying at some island that Disney owns. And guess what? I'm home alone. Who do you think's going to be having more fun? Them or me? I'm going to have the pool table in by then. You think maybe then you'll deign to come over to my house and actually shoot a game of pool with me and have a beer? Thanks a lot. Mike Schaefer's always busy. Hey, Mike, you want to come over for dinner this week? I don't know. I got to iron a jockstrap.
Phil Hendry Show coming down the line in 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3...
Phil Hendry Show. 690 WOOD now presents Getting Wood in the Morning with Skippy and Frank. 690 WOOD Belleville with Skippy and Frank.
All right, Skippy and Frank Show, 6 minutes after 7:06, 6 minutes after 7 o'clock. Frank, what's going on over there, okay? But I heard, Steven Spielberg lost a kidney or something.
Yeah, I heard about that, too. Like, half the risk you get a kidney stone.
But I'm kidding, man. Spielberg had a kidney stone or something. 6 minutes after 7:06 in the morning here at Skippy and Frank, 690 WOD, get one in the morning. Anyway, Spielberg got a kidney stone or something. And, they ripped his kidney out of his back or some crappy thing like that.
Right.
That's wild, isn't it?
I don't know. It's crazy.
Oh, that's right. I got President Clinton on the phone this morning. I was talking to President Clinton. Don't forget about that Schaefer Mall. Saturday about 8 o'clock, Skippy and Frank Show, Getting Wood in the Morning Show. It's going to be out at Schaefer Mall. Show us your ass. If you show your ass to us, you get a bumper sticker. Just drop your pants and spread your cheeks right out there on the main highway. And if your ass is large enough, we'll autograph, try to get that bumper sticker out across your ass, right?
Don't forget about that at Schaefer Mall, right?
Yeah. Schaefer Mall out there. And that'll be coming out Saturday about 8 o'clock. So, but I can't believe, I mean, somebody asked that I saw out there last year. Oh, you chicks out there, Jenny Craig or something.
Yeah, right. All right, don't forget that. It's going to be this Saturday at 8 o'clock.
All right, let's take a look now, right now, with weather. Got a Bob Davies. Bob Davies got weather out there. Bob, how's it looking out there? Bob Davies, how's it looking out there, okay, right now?
Yeah, all right, Kevin Frank, right down here, the weather out here is going to be looking pretty good. And I'll tell you, it's over the main thing, and we got some traffic for you, too.
What's looking out there?
All right, yes, looking pretty good, Kevin Frank, and about to fight. And a bunch of assholes out there on the freeway, but I'll tell you, that's all I'm saying. And everything's out there, and I'm turning pink, and I can't stand my life. All right, this is Bob Davies here, Kevin Frank, and Wood in the Morning Traffic.
Wow, looks like Eddie's going to be late again this morning. That's for goddamn sure, ha! Skippy and Frank here. It's 8 minutes after 7, 7:08, 8 minutes after 7, about 63 degrees downtown Belleville right now. I'm going to get up to about 50 degrees or something this morning. So anyway, Steven Spielberg, this guy is like unbelievable with a kidney, you know.
What happens is the guy's got no kidney, man. He's got half the risk of a kidney stone. He's got to pee in his pants.
You cut the risk of peeing in your pants, don't you? It's just one kidney? Yes, you do.
Yeah, that's what I think about that.
And if you had the nicest ass, get the bumper sticker. And I was going to hang it out the window, okay? Hang it out the window over there in the Belleville Tunnel. And at the other side of the tunnel, see if you still got it. You're going to win yourself a T-shirt. Skippy and Frank Get Wood in the Morning, Skippy and Frank T-shirt. So I'll be out of sight.
Yeah, there's a guy there hung it out there for us.
I think the guy's on the phone right now. I was talking to him right now. So is this AJ? Is that you?
Hey, Skippy and Frank. Beautiful, man. Beautiful. Always listen to you.
What's going on, brother?
Well, I stuck it out the window of the Belleville Tunnel, okay? But because my girlfriend cut the car a little tight, ripped the thing completely off, blood and gore everywhere down the wall, I got no thing, man. I got no thing, man. So,
all right, man. Take it easy, brother. Gonna get you that T-shirt, okay?
All right, man. I knew you'd come through, man. That is so bitchin'.
All right, okay, fine. Just relax. Sheesh. Okay.
So what is he doing?
Well, the guy, he hung his thing out in the Belleville Tunnel out there. Apparently got ripped completely from by the root right off.
I'll tell you what, though. It's totally worth losing your pecker for that T-shirt.
Oh, now tell me all about it. Tell me about it. All right, 10 minutes after 7-7. Let's go up to Captain Skip now with a Skippy Frack traffic here at 690 WOE. Skippy Frack traffic, okay?
All right, all the same as good. You got a beautiful wig, Skippy Frack.
So how's it going up there, brother?
Hey, it's going good, brother. It's all the
same? Yeah, I'll tell you, it's some guy got his thing ripped off in the Belleville Tunnel, so we'll probably have front page coverage or something.
Hey, no doubt about it.
All right, Skippy Frack. I think both of you guys are complete morons and assholes. I wish I wasn't doing traffic on your show. You both suck. Your show sucks. You suck, Skippy and Frank. The traffic coming out of downtown Belleville this morning, looking real smooth. A great commuter ride out there, Skippy and Frank. Skippy, looking real good. And don't forget, Skippy and Frank will be in the shape of all. Show them your ass. Show your big, fat, pimply ass to Skippy and Frank, and you get yourself a doozy. This is Bob Davey, Skippy and Frank, and Wood in the Morning Show.
All right, so 11 minutes after 7-7-11. 11 minutes after 7-7-11. He's Skippy Frank. More sure I'm getting Wood in the Morning, WOD. Hey, who's on the phone there?
I think President Clinton.
Oh, President Clinton. President Clinton, you're on the phone?
Hey, Skippy and Frank, it's President Clinton.
How about that?
Am I the 11th caller?
Yeah, that's right, you're the 11th caller. So, you're going to run your pet over. What? Are we doing that right now, Betty?
Yeah, I think so.
Betty Jones is our intern. We talk about a great pair. What a pair, but a big ass. That's the only thing wrong with you, Betty. I know you want to break into broadcasting, okay? You got a nice pair, but a big ass. Well, get out there and show us your ass.
Has she sold us her ass yet?
No, I don't think you have you?
No, I haven't.
All right, get out there this weekend. Okay, President Glenn, what do you got?
Skippy and Frank, I wanted to join your Run Your Pet Over for a Skippy and Frank a T-shirt contest.
All right, just Run Your Pet Over for a Skippy and Frank T-shirt contest. All right, what do you got?
Well, I got our little cat Socks. I'm going to run her over with a car.
Okay, let's hear it, Mr. President. Bitchin'!
Oh, that's Skippy Frank. Do I win?
Yeah, you get the T-shirt. What a sick bastard, huh? Skippy Frank, 12 after 7, 712 here. WOD 690, WOD, Skippy Frank. All right, what are we doing now, okay?
All right, well, we got the people here from Kirshner Foods, and, you know, we got coming up here on the Skippy Frank Show. It's going to be Halloween.
Thought I'd tell me about it. The meat sack wants me to take her to dinner. But, so what's up?
Well, I got Mr. Kirshner here. Hi, Mr. Kirshner.
Hi, Skippy and Frank. I'm Bud Kirshner of Kirshner Foods, and we know that you guys are great
radio show.
Yeah, a great radio show. And here at Kirshner Foods, we want to give you, Skippy, and you, Frank, two large, almost penis-like-looking sausages. Here you go.
Oh, boy, great. Thanks. That's Skippy and Frank's show. Thanks a lot.
Right. So what did you have in mind?
Well, here's the way, Mr. Kirshner, every year we do this, and this is kind of a Skippy and Frank Valentine's Day thing. Skippy places two barrels of a 12-gauge shotgun in his mouth and then tries to pull the trigger with his toes.
Oh, my Christ. Are you kidding?
No, it's good.
It's okay. It's really great. So let me just do this right now. You got it?
I have it right here, okay? And it's just a happy Valentine's Day thing.
Well, I don't know that I want to be a part of it. I mean, Jesus H.
Oh, no, don't worry about it. It's a Valentine's Day thing. All right, take the barrel of the shotgun, put it in my mouth. All right.
Okay, now you got it in your mouth?
Oh, yeah.
Now, I'm going to cock it here, and this is kind of a crazy, wacky stunt. We just cocked the thing, and let's see what happens. I'm going to pull the trigger. Let's see what happens. What do you think's going to happen?
Oh, my Christ, it's going to blow his head off.
Oh, I like that. You like that. Look, it's radio. It's just it's a crazy little thing. It's just a lot of fun. So don't worry about it.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God! Oh, my God! Oh, my God! No, no!
Somebody get a doctor.
No, no!
The Skippy and Frank Show will be back on 690 WOOD. Getting wood in the morning with Skippy and Frank.
Oh, no!
The Phil Hendry Show, too. That one, too.
Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. I'm Phil. These little homie dolls, maybe you guys don't know what these are. I'm barely cognizant of what these are. They're not homie dolls, they're homie cutouts. And they're classic, I say classic, quotes, classic Los Angeles, Latin, L.A. dwellers, you know, East L.A., homeboy, neighborhood kind of looking guys. One guy's in a zoot suit with the peg pants, another guy's with whatever, man. So what do you do, collect these? Who collects these? My kid? I'll take these home to Catherine. She'll say, I got all my homie dolls now, the brown skin people. They're funny, ha-ha. Here, Catherine, hang these up in the window. Here's your little Mexican. Here's a black guy. See, that's the black man there with the very loud suit. Here's the black guy, very well-dressed, but really doesn't have much to look at when it comes to his home. You know what I mean? Sharing an apartment with eight guys. You know, all the stereotypes. Here, you hang those up in the window. Are these things stick-on? I don't know what they are. Stick-on. So somebody got upset about these. Is that it?
Yeah.
Naturally.
They're little figurines, too.
They're little figurines.
Keychains.
Yeah, and you collect them, and you... Okay. So what would your white boy one look like?
Kind of homies. I don't know if they...
There's nothing to get really upset about, I don't think. I mean, I can't think of one thing that they would do when it comes to, like, whites that would upset me. They're homies. They don't have whites. There's no white homeboy. Well, I got news for you. Did you see Colors? They had that one redheaded guy in there. Colors had that one redheaded. Do you remember the movie Colors? Did you ever see it? Robert Duvall and Sean Penn. There was a variety of gang activity throughout the movie. It's about two L.A. cops who patrol East L.A. and have to sort of patrol parts of the city that are, I guess, inhabited primarily by Latin gangs. And so, you know, and there's one black guy in the gang. That was the other thing. And they're the guy, they're the dudes, they wear like those Pendletons with the one button up here. And they kind of pull it back, they drape it back. And they're walking down the street with the pants pulled all the way up above the belly button. And they got those big clodhopper kind of petroleum-based Navy issue shoes. And those pinstripe pants with the suspenders. All right, so, you know, they look like for all the world to be gangbangers. But in this gang, they had one white guy. They had a redheaded guy, and they had a black guy. And I was like, well, what happened there? What? What was your father like? Your parents lived there when they were whites, and they refused to move. I get it. Right. You're in the South Central back in the 40s when there were nothing but white families down there. I got a friend of mine grew up, white guy that I know, grew up in South Central L.A. He's a doctor, psychologist. He's my head shrinker. And anyway... He grew up in Watts in the 40s and came out from Louisiana with his white trash family wearing overalls. And you know, there was a bunch of hillbillies down there. And then it just changed. The whole complexion, if you'll pardon the expression, of the neighborhood changed. It got a little bit, just a tad darker. Nothing to ratchet up the, you don't want to turn the siren on. But yeah, it got kind of spooky, pardon the phrase. But, you know, so all the whites fled. One black guy moves in, and you know how it goes. It's, well, looks like we'll be selling in the next year. But he grew up down there, and that was primarily an area inhabited by a lot of Okies and Southerners and stuff who moved into South Central. And then they, you know, the whole trip changed. So now they have these homie dolls, and everybody's getting bent out of shape. But that's really not what I wanted to talk about.
It's Phil Hendry Show here. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. What I really wanted to get back to was the Steven Spielberg kidney problem and the fact that he is a relatively healthy man. And Skippy and Frank were talking about that before Skippy blew his brains out of the back of his skull. And he was a relatively healthy man who suddenly, what happens? How do you do this? I'd like to get some calls on this at 1-800-449-8686. How is it that a guy can be looking good, and feeling strong, and the next thing you know, he is, you know, he's not doing too good. He's got a kidney that's gone. I don't know how this happens. 1-800, I'm your talk show host this evening, 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show. Also, I'd like to be talking to you about, okay, there. That's the only thing that I don't like. Could you please answer that? The other thing I want to talk to you about, calls are coming in right now, Mike, so please answer it because I can't stand that. The other thing I want to talk to you about are some of the things that the Alaska Air, God, please answer that phone. I can't stand listening to, oh, God, come on. I'm sorry. I do a talk show. I just don't want to, oh, man. Oh, okay, he answered it. I had a problem there for a minute with the phone ringing. I do a talk show, but I don't like to listen to a phone ring. Anyway, I would... Okay, will you please... Mike? Steven Spielberg... I don't want to hear that anymore, okay? Cut it out. Okay, stop it. Oh, thank you. I know, I do a talk show, and I talk to people, I just, oh boy, can't stand the sound of a phone ringing, as crazy as that is. All right, the other thing, Alaska Airlines, there were some things that were, oh Jesus, please answer that, okay? Please make it stop. There were some things, the Alaska Airlines jets that were in the news today. Will you answer it, please? We answer it. There was some stuff in the news today. Okay. About Alaska Airlines. 13 minutes, those passengers and crew members had to sit through the what could only be described as the horror of knowing that their airplane was about to go into the Pacific. I don't know how else you can describe. Yeah, get the phone. I don't know how else you could describe it. For 13 minutes... I can't stand the sound of a ringing phone. Will you answer it, please? God! Oh, God, thank God. Give us a call. 1-800-449-8686. And tell us what you think about the Alaska Airlines jet that was going down. Some of the people on the jet said, oh, I can only imagine. God, answer it! Okay. Some of the people on the jet were, obviously, partiers. They were going on a... I know that some of them were honeymooners. I mean, if you can imagine the horror of 13 solid minutes. And I can imagine that losing your life with a... Oh! Answer it, will you, man? Oh! Answer it! Oh! Oh! Answer it! Answer the phone! So, give us a call at 1-800-449-8686 and talk to us about the Alaska Airlines jet or Steven Spielberg losing a kidney. 1-800-449-8686 here. I'm going to be fine. I was just telling some people... Please!
The Phil Henry Show.
Hi. Thanks a lot for listening to our show. And I wanted to tell you a story that's going on at my house. And I mentioned it to some friends of mine, and they told me that I should talk about it because my head sometimes hurts really bad if I think too hard about it. See, my wife and my four children are going to go on the Disneyland boat. They're going to go on the big red boat down to the Bahamas, and then they're going to go to Disney World, and they're going to go on all the rides and everything, and that is a lot of fun that they'll get to have. And I'm going to be staying here in the Los Angeles area where I live and work, and I'll go to work while they're having drinks. My wife, of course, will have cocktails, refreshing kinds of cocktails, and the children will enjoy themselves by a pool and go on rides and have fun. And I don't know, when I think about it, I get a, oh, ow, ow, my head hurts, ow, ow. Hold on. My head hurts a little bit when I think about them going on that ride. Dr. Brown, who I've been seeing at the VA, he says it's okay for them to have fun. I don't have to be with them all the time when they have fun. So I'm trying to say to myself, it's okay, it's okay. They get to go, they get to go. Ow, ow, ow! Ow! My head hurts. See, I've been thinking bad things lately. I've been thinking about stuff I want to do to my wife for taking the kids on the big red boat without me. Ow, ow, ow! I don't know. It's pretty bad. But the doctor told me as long as I don't do that stuff, then it's okay. Well, anyway, that's what's going on with my life.
Well, what do you want to do?
What?
What are you thinking of doing?
Oh, I can't tell you.
Come on, just talk about it, because it's going to be better.
Well, they get to go on the Disneyland boat.
I know, they get to go on the Disneyland boat. Talk it out, it's going to be good for you.
I want to hurt her really bad with a garbage can. See this garbage can I have here? See, I can hurt her bad with it. I can creep up behind her some night when she's getting groceries out of the car and just boom, just boom.
I understand. Keep talking about it. Talk it out.
Well, and then the kids, I can put them all in the back of our brand new SUV, $50,000 car. And there's a lake near where we live. I can say, we're going to go fishing and stuff. Put them in the back of the car and just let the car go away into the water. And I don't have to see it or anything.
I understand. Do you really want to do that?
It would be fun. It would be a lot of fun, wouldn't it? Ow, 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 the headache, the headache. Ow, ow, ow.
Here, take some of this.
Thanks, doctor. Anyway, that's what I was thinking of doing.
Well, sounds like fun to me.
And so Billy went home that day, content in the fact that he'd seen the worst of it. He went home to his wife and children, realizing that Dr. Brown had helped him with a combination of laudanum and very good psychotherapy. The opiates that he was taking tended to keep the pain caused by a small primal brain tumor behind the eyes at bay. Feelings of violence, manic depression, and bipolar disorder were also very much not in evidence. Billy thought everything was all right until one night.
My wife got into the car with the kids, and they had blow-up stuff for the pool, and they had, like, big beach towels, and they had all that stuff that people have fun with. So,
I got under the car and fooled with the brakes. That's all I did. Just fooled with the brakes because where we live is way up a hill. And one time, the kids were riding their bikes down the hill. One of them lost control. So anyway, my wife and four kids got in the car, took off down the hill, and nothing happened. The brakes worked. And they went off to Disney World and had a fun time on the big red boat and went on all the rides and just had a great time. Ow! Ow! Oh, the headache! The headache! And I didn't know what to do.
And then Dr. Brown told Billy what his problem was. Billy.
Yes, Dr. Brown?
Billy, I don't know if you know what masturbation is, but how old are you?
I'm 37.
Are these your kids or stepchildren?
Well, they're stepkids, of course.
All right. Have you ever had sex with your wife?
Well, sure I have. We kiss and hug.
Oh, you don't know what I mean, Ben.
No.
All right. Your problem is as simple as lack of release. Masturbation. You've never pulled the old pony.
No, I haven't.
Well, if you'd start doing that, you wouldn't think of killing your wife and four stepkids, Billy.
Wow. Really?
Exactly. Jesus. You gotta be putting me on. You're 35 and you don't know what that is?
No, I'd never, never occurred to me.
Try it. Will you please go home and just yank it? And get this crap out of your head? Please?
All right!
Okay, doctor. I'm gonna do it. Billy went home that night.
Well, he said something about something long and hard. I don't know,
Billy, this is Dr. Brown. What is that in your hand?
Got it out of the icebox. Will you put the Oscar Mayer away?
Look it. Watch me. Just then, a passing patrol car saw Dr. Brown and Billy. Obviously assuming the worst, Dr. Brown was taken off to prison, never again to practice medicine. Billy, on the other hand, never did get a handle on the old knockwurst. But his wife left him along with the kids, and now he sits there alone in his old house, trying to figure out how to jack off. And that's the story of Billy. A real loser.
Anyway, one of these days I'll figure it out.
Join us again next time for Evening Theater. Billy's wife and kids go off to the big red boat, and he sits there fumbling with himself, not figuring it out. Yes, next week, another episode. Until then, stay tuned for more Skippy and Frank over most of these stations.
Now, 690 WOOD presents Getting Wood in the Morning with Skippy and what's left of Frank.
Skippy and Frank here. It's about 7:41, 19 minutes away from 8 o'clock. 7:40, 19 minutes away from 8 o'clock. If you're the program yesterday morning, you heard Frank put a shotgun in his mouth and pull the trigger. How you doing, Frank? That's a great one about Spielberg, man. Hey, take a look at Becky. She's in here, man. She's still looking good, huh? Well, a lot of people call up and wonder what the hell's wrong. Let's take some phone calls here at the Skippy and Frank Show, man. What's going on, babe?
Yo, babe, man. How's it going, man? Hey, Frank. Hey, man, what happened to you?
Blew his mind. Blew, like, part of his face away with a shotgun.
Wow. That's too much. Well, anyway, man, you know, peace all around the world, baby. I mean, you cats do it for me every morning, whatever, man.
You know, my chick is, you know, she's down with it.
All right, man, you're going to hang your ass out on the freeway?
Yeah, I'm hanging my ass out on the freeway right now.
All right. How about that, Frank? All right, that's it. Beautiful. Skippy and Frank here. Hey, 7:42 is 18 minutes away from 8 o'clock. We're going to the helicopter right now to see what's going on with Captain Johnson right now. Found out some of that traffic. Hey, Captain Johnson, how you doing out there, buddy?
Well, Skippy and Frank, traffic is flowing beautifully in downtown right now over the Mayberry Parkway.
You hanging your ass out the helicopter?
No, I'm not hanging my ass out a helicopter. You know, I know I do traffic on your lousy show, but I'm not hanging my ass out the helicopter, okay?
Why don't you come down to the Schaefer Mall? We'll sign it for you.
No, I don't think I want you signing my ass, all right? Look, I got to do traffic on your show. It doesn't mean that I have to like the crap that you guys do, okay? And frankly, I'm happy that Frank blew part of his face away with a shotgun. What do you think of that?
Hey, what do you think of that, Frank?
I guess he's not too happy about that, are you? Well, screw you, Frank. Next time, aim a little higher, okay? Hey, this is Bob Richard with traffic on the Skippy and Frank Show.
All right, thanks a lot, Captain, whatever the hell your name is. It's 7:43, 17 minutes away from 8 o'clock. 7:43, 17 minutes away from 8 o'clock. Give me Frank Show here, and Frank, how you feeling? Buddy, the tongue's working pretty good, but your face, man, your face is trucked, brother. Your face is muffed up, man. Whoa! Woo! Skippy and Frank Show, hey, man. This is Skippy. You're coming right back here. 7:43, 17 minutes away from 8 o'clock. 7:43, 17 minutes away from 8 o'clock, man. Hey, coming up, man, we'll play Wheel of Meat, all right? It'll be fantastic here. This song is so hot, isn't it, Frank? Hey, look, just wipe a little of that off of his mouth, all right? It's either blood or drool. I don't know what that is. I'll be right back here.
On the Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. So you got the thing there from the Queen Mary? Beautiful. So we're going to have ourselves a nice, me and the little lady, a nice Valentine's weekend, you know? It's an important day. Women find it very important. And my wife is no exception. It's going to be a fun, fun time. Romantic. All that. And then we're going away for a week at the end of February. Now, I offered, I said, I would, you know, gladly, I'll turn in that week of vacation, and I'll go with you and the kids on the big red boat down there. Oh, no, 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 you can't do that. You're in the spring book. Well, I said, well, judging by the fall book we just had, it doesn't much matter whether I'm here or there. So, no, 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 you can't, so I can't go. So we have another romantic getaway planned where we're going to stay. See, one thing that I'm very grateful for, very, very, very grateful for, my wife, unlike most women, and I'm forgive me for saying this, but unlike most women, my wife can't stand the very thought of a bed and breakfast. She thinks bed and breakfasts should be all burnt to the ground, right to the foundation. And I agree with her. Not that I don't want to keep a guy from making a living. Don't get me wrong. I don't like them, okay? I don't dig them. And I don't find that they're all that, you know. In other words, what you get and what you ain't getting outweighs what you get. So I've got a bed that's four-poster with a mosquito net, whatever, okay? So I'm in Ramah or the jungle or something, man. Like, what is this, out of Africa? Just give me a bed. I would much rather have room service. I would much rather have the accoutrements. I would much rather have the services of a mainstream hotel than the whole bed and breakfast. And we'll be serving tea and caffeine and crumpets and coffee later on this evening around 6:15. Lickety-split. I don't seat nobody after 6:15. Wash your hands. Make a very good chowder. And if you don't wash after you're in the bathroom, they send you back upstairs. You know, you come down for the wine and cheese tasting. You came out of the bathroom. They ask if you washed your hands. It's embarrassing. If you're late, you might not get any food, that kind of a thing. That sucks. And then the other thing is sitting at the same table with a lot of strangers. Like, you know what? You know, bug off, okay? I mean, I'm a friendly guy to a point, but, you know, I don't want to sit there next to Charlie and his wife, Vanessa, and they're in from San Francisco, and we heard about this in a brochure. That's great. Just lovely, isn't it? Aren't the... You know,
I want my own table, my own coffee, my own orange juice. Bug off. Get away from me. I barely like my own family. You want to sit me down with 10 strangers? I can barely stand sitting with the people that I live with. You go to those things, man? One time, what about you, Craig? Is your lady like that stuff? She doesn't? Thank God, huh? Big freaking hotels, my man. You got it. Room service. Big balconies. Big pools. Guys walking around with the thing over the arm going, adjust your umbrella, sir. You know, stuff like that. Get bored stiff in a bed and breakfast. Then what are you supposed to do? Walk out onto the street and walk around Busted Whistle? Beautiful Busted Whistle. Originally founded by Mark Twain, a horse squeezed a huge dump off in Main Street. Well, it's still there. Go tour the horse dump. Then come back for a nice cheese tasting. Guaranteed, what comes out of your rear end is going to look what came out of that horse's ass, too. Unbelievable. You stop at a bed and breakfast. See, here in California, and I know wherever you're listening, you've got them. North Carolina, oh my God, I bet you've got a ton of them in North Carolina. Georgia, I bet you, is the home of bed and breakfasts. Wisconsin, you guys don't get off so easy. I went to a place in Wisconsin once called the Avita Spa out in near Hudson. How do I put this delicately? Tour the Model Train Museum. Yes, it's all here in infected sore Arkansas. Just 3 miles off the interstate. I went to a joint in Wisconsin called the Avita Spa. Now, I want to put this as delicately as I can. It was staffed entirely by women. They all had a little bit of lip hair. You know, in other words, I get it. And I was the only guy there. All the patrons were women who came up to be pampered for the weekend, okay? So it was cool. You know, you got a rub down and you got some kind of a wild thing. It was a spa. It wasn't really more a bed and breakfast. It was actually pretty good. But they stood me up against a brick wall and they shot like a fire hose on me. They sprayed me down with a fire hose. In other words, this experience, the Avita Spa, I might as well have been walking across a bridge in Selma, Alabama in 1963. It's the same experience. I'm either a black guy, you know, protesting for civil rights, or I'm at a spa in Wisconsin, but I got the same treatment, a fire hose turned on me. I'm either an Alcatraz inmate, a black guy protesting in Selma, or a freaking guy at the Avita Spa. We all got the fire hose treatment. I was the only one nude of the three. I'm nude, and I have a lesbian spraying me down with a fire hose. And at that moment in your life, you go, okay, so I understand why things have been tough for me now. I understand why my life hasn't gone. I just keep making bad decisions. I'm nude and a lesbian is hosing me down with a fire hose because the whole trip was, it gets the bad dead cells off. I'm nude. She's a lesbian. She's given me the Bull Connor treatment from Birmingham, Alabama. This is almost perfect, a perfect equation. At least it was until the fire hose. Then it became a nightmare. Nude, lesbian, okay, it's going pretty good. Out comes the fire hose. Bad, very bad. Bad stuff happening to me now. So anyway, that was out there. And you know, all these brothers, Oregon. I bet you they got a bed and breakfast. Every other house is a bed and breakfast. You don't know what's a real house and what's a bed and breakfast. Oregon. And you name it, wherever our show is heard, there's bed and breakfasts. And some people like them. Upstate New York, oh, God, up in the Adirondacks, oh, you better believe it. Stop off here and have yourself a big, that good mountain air. Yep, smells like lamb crap to me. The Adirondacks. Now, Steven Spielberg presents. Anyway, it was, so that's where I was. So we're not too nuts about that stuff. That's why we're going to be going up to this place that we found up in Northern California. And I ain't going to give you the name of the place. It's on the ocean. It's up on the cliffs. And there's a lot of booze, wine tasting. I'm very bored with wine tasting, okay? I can do two wineries and then let's move on. So we're getting crocked. Okay, I get it. I can think of better drinks to get bombed on than wine. You know what I'm saying? There's like maybe two or three wineries you want to go because the wine's really good. And then let's get the hell out of there. And let's go back to the hotel and get serious. Come on, baby. Take that hotel issue robe off And let's get free. Let's get a real drink into us. Let's get a real drink. You're up there, the finest wine in the world. Have a real drink than this iron horse crap. So that's where we're going, man. I'll let you guys know about it off the air. I can't tell you guys on the air, okay? Because you're all going to flood there, and the next thing you know, well, it's a be a bunch of creeps around the pool. But gradually, we'll give you hints. How about that? All right, I got to go. My friend Jennifer Keller's here, so I got to go take a look at her tattoo one more time. Phil Henry Show.